When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to K-Top 10. This is your host, Jeremy, and I have a little surprise. I will be co-hosting with a friend. Her name is Kristen, and she's been a fan of K-Pop for a while now.
Hi, I'm Kristen, and I've been a fan of K-Pop for a couple of years since Girls' Generation was around. I like to listen to Blackpink, Red Velvet, ITZY, and I'm excited to be co-hosting with Jeremy today and hopefully find some of my new favorite songs to listen to.
Nice of you to join me on this K-Top 10 episode. Now, before we get into the countdown, there are a few announcements. We are still accepting donations, which can be done by clicking the donate button on the sidebar of our website at ktop10.org. We still have various staffing positions open. Details can be found on our website through the Join Us tab, also on the sidebar. Do you have products that you want to advertise through us, such as music, makeup, food, books, or clothes? If you're interested, feel free to send us an email and we'll give you more details. Now that the announcements are done, let's get into this countdown of K-Top 10 episode 206, starting with number 15, Resignation by JSDK. During the May 22nd broadcast of the NBC variety show, the top 8 finalists for UJ Sook's new project group, MSG Wannabe, took the stage for their final round of competition. In order to assess each contestant's singing ability and how they might fit together in a group, UJ Sook had the 8 finalists split up into 2 teams as they vie for a spot in the final lineup for MSG Wannabe, the show's next project group after SSAK3 and Refund Sisters. First, all 8 finalists kick things off by performing a fun cover of Laboon's recently rediscovered 2016 track, Journey to Atlantis, together. Then, the first team consisting of Sammy Dominic, Lee Dong-kwe, Lee Sang-hee, and Kim Jung-min took the stage for a heartfelt performance of Big Mama's Resignation. Finally, the second team consisting of Jisoo-ji, KCM, Park Jae-jung, and Moonstein wrapped up the competition with a soulful cover of Taeyong's If.
Number 15.
No.
것을 해야만 하는 거니 시간을 돌릴 수만 있다면 다시 예전으로 돌아가고 싶은 마음뿐이야 생각하지 않았니 좋아한다며 사랑한다며 이렇게 끝낼 거면서 왜 그런 말을 했니 널 미워해야만 하는 거니 아니면 내 탓을 해야만 하는 거니 시간을 돌릴 수만 있다면 다시 예전으로 돌아가고 싶은 마음뿐이야
그래 더 이상 웃지 않을게 내 곁을 떠나고 싶다면 돌아보지 말고 떠나가 눈물은 흘리지 않을게 괜히 마음만 약해지니까
내게서 멀어진 네 모습이 흐릿하게 보여
Journey to Atlantis by La Boom. It's been quite a while since I've heard of La Boom. Not sure if I'm seeing the name right since it's been so long and I never really looked into it that much. But I do remember hearing the song before. One of the things that I like is the synth that they use and the violin. It's really nice. It's very catchy, like you said. And I don't know, but it just sounds very upbeat.
Yeah. It's really catchy though. I'm like, I really like it. Like, I love their vocals. Like, they go really well with each other.
Yeah, they do.
Because, like, I remember seeing this, like, on the, I remember my friend, like, told me about them and this song. And I listened to it, like, once and I really enjoyed it. But then I kind of forgot about it.
No, same here. Like I said, like this group, I've seen this name before. I've seen this group before. I don't know, I just never really looked into them that much. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I think I was still too blindsided by like Twice.
Yeah.
Because I think this is when Twice came out too, I think.
Yes.
2015, something like that. All about Twice, but I didn't really look into other groups too much.
Mm-hmm.
Number 14.
Oh.
number 13, ASAP by Stacy. So, not really. Kind of. I really like this song by Stacy. The other ones, I really like the chorus, because it kind of goes like into like those off notes, like
Yeah,
like, I really like that.
Mm-hmm,
I
think, me too.
That's, I think that's like the part I really like the most from this song. The visuals from the music video is actually really nice.
Yeah,
I like how it's like pinkish in the background, but then they're wearing like black.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to promote black pink, but you know.
Yeah.
That's just how the music video was portrayed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so actually, it's so funny. I saw this on I saw this on TikTok the other day. I saw this song come up because my For You page is just filled with a bunch of K-pop stuff. So I saw it and I was like, oh my gosh. So I went to go check it out and I couldn't remember the name. So like when you like, I thought it looked familiar when I saw it on the, when you were gonna show it. I was like, oh my gosh, I did listen to this. And then I was like, oh my gosh. Cause it's been stuck in my head, but I like, I don't know. I really enjoyed it. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, like I said, that chorus part, like, that's so catchy.
Number 13.
SG Wannabe. This sounds, I don't know, more like a modern bluegrass or country type of song with the way the guitar strumming, the harmonica, and the little simple drum beat.
Yeah.
that's what I thought of. And then I also really like the instrumental as well, the or like the little solo from the violin and the harmonica.
Yeah.
I thought that was really nice.
So when you first turned it on, I was like, oh my gosh, is this like, I remember like listening to this, like, because I remember I think
really?
This, yeah, I think this group, like, I don't know, I think they debuted in like the early like 2000s, if I'm correct. I don't know.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah,
but
did.
And I was like, oh my gosh, this is like an older song. And I remember I saw I think Wanwi did like a cover to this song. Yeah, it was like, I was like, oh my gosh. And I was like, oh, so this is like, I like remember listening to it. Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, I like this. It's different from like now, like days, like K-pop songs.
Yeah, it really is different.
It's really different. Like now it's like just like pop songs and like.
Yeah, it is. I don't like going back listening to the old songs. It's like a whole different genre. It's like, even though it's still in the pop area, like this is like a different side of K-pop.
Number 12.
사랑해요 소중한 내 사랑 평생
Number 11, Timeless by SG Wannabe. Now, this is more of the era I remember listening to when I was listening to K-pop. And this has like that nostalgic feeling for me. I don't know, like one of the songs that popped up to my head was Haru Haru by Big Bang. Like, they sound completely different, but I don't know, it just reminded me of that era back in like 2007, 2008 came out. It just reminded me of that era. And then one of the things I also liked was the octave change in the vocals. It's really nice, and it shows that the artist or that group really has good vocal range.
Okay, so I saw this Timeless by SG Wannabe on IU's Instagram story, and because she recommended it, and I never had the chance to like actually listen to it, so it's like my first time listening to it, but like I saw that IU had recommended it, so I was like, maybe I'll check it out, and I forgot. So yeah.
Number 11.
좀 살아가다 보면 한 번은 날 찾을지 몰라 난 그 기대 하나로 오늘도 힘겹게 버틴 걸
난 참 기억력도 좋지 않은데 왜 너의 광한 건 그 사소한 추억들까지도
너를 잊을 순 없지만 붙잡고 싶지만 이별 앞에서 할 수 있는 건 좋은 기억이라도 남도록 편히 보내주는 일 언제 남아도 괜찮아 가도 괜찮아 세상에 제일 자신 있는 건 내가 언제나 그래 살아가다 보면 한 번은 날 찾을지 몰라 난 그 기대 하나로 오늘도 힘겹게 버틴 걸 부디 하루 빨리 좋은 사람과 행복하길 바래 그래야만 내 마음 너를 잊을 순 없지만 붙잡고 싶지만 이별 앞에서 할 수 있는 건 좋은 기억이라도 남도록 편히 보내주는 일
이제 멀어져 가지만 잠시였지만
Number 10, Celebrity by IU. I really like her whole album Lilac. I'm just sad I didn't pre-order it when I should have. I'm definitely feeling that FOMO. And if you don't know what FOMO is, it's F-O-M-O. It means fear of missing out. That's usually said when you're kind of like in a pickle and you end up doing something you kind of don't want to do, but do it anyway because you don't want to miss out on that opportunity. FOMO, you know, fear of missing out. I really like the little instrumental that she has. And I think I seen one of my friends do a little cover of it. It's really nice and really playful. And I don't know if it's on TikTok, but if it's not, it should, because it has potential to.
I agree with you. I really like the visual in here. Like, it's when every time her song, like one of her songs come out, it's just the visuals are like so like ethereal, and just like her vocals too, they just match, and it's like a good combination, you know? I also like the message, like the meaning, because I looked up the lyrics to this song, like the English lyrics, and I really like the message in this song about like that we should like treat and like love ourselves the way we do with celebrities. And I feel like IU does like a really good job like explaining it through like her song. So yeah,
I agree. I think IU is like one of my favorite soloists. Like, I like he does not have any bad songs at all. Like, she's just one of those where it's like everything she puts out, like boom 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 boom, it's like a banger. It's like,
yes,
top one hit. I think I started listening to IU, I think back when she came out with her Modern Times album, which was like way back. I'm like, so sad that I didn't get that album. That's one of my favorite albums from her.
Number 10.
세상에 목소리 그 부정하게 커버린 돌직거리 outsider 걸음걸이 옷차림 이어폰 넘어 playlist 음악까지 다 minor 넌 가르지 넓은 곡에 휘환한 빛 조명이
잊지 마 이 오랜 겨울 사이
Number 9, We Ride by Brave Girls.
Brave Brothers has thrilled fans with an exciting sneak peek of Brave Girls' upcoming music video. On May 27th, Brave Brothers took to Instagram to give fans their first glimpse of the group's highly anticipated new music video. Posting a photo he took at the shoot, he added the hashtags BraveGirls, MV, filming, and spoiler, before confidently declaring, "You can safely look forward to it. Thank you."
When I first heard that first note, I was like, oh my goodness, it's... I was like, dang, it's gonna be a retro vibe.
Yes.
I like it. I really like that retro vibe. Mm-hmm. I know there was like a little bit of controversy about them, but I've never really looked into it too much. I'm not sure if it's still going on or not, but yeah, I don't really look into that. So,
yeah.
But I'm glad they came out with the song. Like I said, this has that retro vibe, and it has also like that nighttime vibe to it too. Like I said in my previous podcast, I think I say this a lot in my previous podcast. Now that I think about it, like every time like has like that retro vibe and like that nighttime vibe too.
Yeah.
And, like when I drive, like this is something like I would listen to at night. Just really, really listen to the song.
Yeah.
And just like bob my head as I drive. Just really listen to the instrumentals and whatnot.
For me, like whenever I listen to this song, like the the second generation era of K-pop, when it was more like retro, and that was like more in trend.
Because
it's different, it's really different from like what we hear these days and what's coming out. But yeah. I like both eras of K-pop, so I really enjoyed listening to it.
And also going back to the nighttime ride.
Yeah.
It goes along with this.
Yes.
On kind of, we ride. We ride. We ride. We listen to the song.
Number 9.
Number 8, Journey to Atlantis by MSG Wannabe. During the May 22nd broadcast of the MSC variety show, the top 8 finalists for UJ Sook's new project group, MSG Wannabe, took to the stage for the final round of competition. After their performance, Jisook Jin was in the middle of expressing his gratitude to his teammates when he suddenly became overwhelmed with emotions. All three of them had walked a long path as singers, he remarked, before breaking down as he tried to fight back his tears. Trying to keep things lighthearted, he joked, "Wow, why am I like this? I've become weird lately." Jisook went on to explain that singing on stage again had reminded him of his past dream of becoming a singer. "Almost 30 years ago, I went around with demo tapes," he called, "and after preparing to become a singer, I became one. But after I released the song, but now, the fact that I'm singing together with such famous and amazing singers make me think that of the past. Honestly, this is such a huge honor for me. Just being able to stand here with these great and accomplished singers. Just being able to perform today without any issues or mistakes, that in and of itself makes me so happy. And personally, this was a very emotional moment for me," he continued before wiping away his tears.
Number 8.
Whoa, yeah, yeah.
1, 2, come on, I'm ready. 3, 4, do it, I'm ready. 5, 6, baby, I'm ready.
지금 나와 어디든 가자. 지루한 하루 여기까지만 All stop.
작은 가방 운동화 챙겨 자도 크게 라디오를 높이고
코발트 블루 물결 눈부신 바다
달빛 가득 묻은 작은 섬
야경이 눈부신 도시는 어때
함께라면 어디든 좋아 난
너와 나 그곳으로 떠나는 거야
상상해 상상해 상상을 더해서
어머 깜짝아
눈부셔 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 이거워
Oh hello
상상의 미래로 가볼까
바람을 타고
새로운 눈빛에 가슴이 붐붐붐
호파이존에서 우리들만의 paradise
Oh paradise yeah, yeah.
흑백영화 같은 하루에 레몬 터지듯 짜릿함이 필요해
지금 당장 데려갈게 꿈꿔오던 사진 속 그곳으로
민트 그린빛 바람 가득한 숲속
달콤한 향기의 칵테일
시도를 벗어나 to get to the dream
함께라면 어디든 좋아 나
너와 나 그곳으로
어머 깜짝아
눈부셔 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 이건 뭐 Oh hello new world 두 손 모아 소리치면 푸른 하늘이 내게로 와
날아가버려
상상해 상상해 미래로 가볼까
바람을 타고
새로운 눈빛에 가슴이 붐붐붐
오 발견했어 우리들만의 paradise
너와 나의 비밀스런 풍경들 언제라도 다시 와주겠니
은하수하래 밤새 푸른 노래 영원히 잊지 않을 거야 yeah.
이 시간 속에 영원히 네 품에 안기고 싶은 걸
단둘이 순간 잠들고 싶은 걸
지도해
놓은
이곳을 꼭 기억해줘
우리들만의 paradise
paradise
가슴이
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Number 7, Next Level by aespa. In line with their rising popularity, aespa also made a promise for if they take first place on a music show. The group discussed possible options such as sharing videos of them sleep talking, doing a relay race, performing with switch parts, filming a dance practice video wearing animal pajamas or suits, or copying Jung Sung Kyo's infamous eye smile. The girls eventually decided on Jung Sung Kyo's eye smile, as well as a relay dance and an animal pajama dance practice video.
Honestly, when I first heard the song, it reminded me of a different group or song.
Yeah.
And after like many, many listens, I think what it reminded me of is this group called Far East Movement. It's a Asian group here in the US. They haven't really came out with anything new, but that's what it reminded me of. Like that first part before the beat switch. Mm-hmm. Like that, I'm on the next level and whatnot. It really reminded me of them because they sort of have some songs that are kind of like that as well.
Yeah.
And this other thing is that I'm not usually a fan of beat switching because it kind of changes the mood. But
yeah,
after many listens, I sort of like, you know, like it kind of grows on me after a while. Just like for example, like Fantastic Baby by Big Bang. Like a lot of people like that song, but then when I first heard it, I'm like, ugh, I don't like that beat switch. Like, man, they just have like two or three different samples that they just kind of want to combine into one song. Like, ugh. But then after a while, I'm like, oh, okay, I can see why people like this song now.
Yeah, like same for me. Like, I agree with you on that because it's like, I mean, I get that it's like, it's different and it's like,
yeah,
unique and it's like, and I guess like if you find like the two right, like go really well, just like on the next level by aespa. I remember seeing them on TikTok too.
Oh really?
They have a pretty strong fan base on there. Yeah, and so that's when I first heard this song because I got it off of TikTok again, so I really enjoyed it.
Number 7.
I'm on the next level, yeah. 절대적 룰을 지켜 내 손을 놓지 마라. 결속은 나의 무기. 광야로 걸어가 알아 내 홍보량. We up in my sauce. Check it out, check it out, check it out. 못해. I'm on the next level. 저 너머의 문을 열어. Next level. 널 결국엔 내가 부셔. Next level. 코스모에 탈 때까지. Next level. 지켜라 지켜라 지켜라. Watch me while I make it out.
Watch me while I make it out. Watch me while I work it out. Work it, work it, work it out. 먼저 next level 저 너머의 문을 열어 next level 널 결국엔 내가 부셔 next level 코스모에 닿을 때까지 next level 챙겨다 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 I'm on the next level 더 강해져 자유롭게 next level 난 광야에 내가 아냐 next level yeah 느껴 next level check it out check it out check it out
Number 6 Hot Sauce by NCT Dream NCT Dream is coming back with a repackaged album On June 8th, NCT Dream released teasers on social media announcing a repackaged version of their group's first full album, Hot Sauce. The packaged album will be titled Hello Future. The group also changed their Twitter header, profile picture, and description to reflect the upcoming album's release. NCT Dream released their first full-length album, Hot Sauce, on May 10th, which also marked the first comeback in a while with 7 members. The album performed well on the charts around the world, including nabbing NCT Dream the double million seller status by selling more than 2 million copies within 16 days of its release. And yeah, like when I first heard the song while driving, like usually when I drive I put on like some random K-pop or song on my YouTube, and it'll just cycle through and like play some random song sometimes, and this was one of the ones that popped up. So I'm like, what? Like I don't remember ever hearing this song, and like the first 3 seconds, that little gibber's like, blah, 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 and I was like, what? Like, is this K-pop? I was like, what is this? And then they goes into K-pop. And I'm like, oh
yeah.
I was like, ah, so like that first 3 seconds like really got me thinking, and then like, yeah, that's when I got hooked to the song.
Yeah, I agree. It's really catchy. I remember I listened to like the first 60 seconds on TikTok too, and I'm always finding these like new songs or I don't know on TikTok, and I'm just like
everything
what?
On TikTok.
I do for real though, but I think it's different and catchy, and honestly. I really like NCT Dream's like songs. They're catchy.
Number 6.
Hot sauce, keep it deep.
Girl, I'm a dish.
못하게 네 감정도 yeah yeah 버틸 턱이 없잖아 나 긴장을 또 풀고서 나 분한 패티 now that's why 주차 못해 자꾸 빠져드는 마이크시 can't stop 난 끝까지 catch hey.
적게 될 걸 every day
Somebody 이끌려 내게 이미 좀 더 자극적인 매 순간들이 강렬해 what we gon' need
Go with my
dish I'm the one What you want, what you want, what you want, I got it, got it, got it I'm the one What you want, what you want, what you want, I got it
Number 5, Lilac by IU. IU celebrated her birthday by making a generous donation. On her birthday of May 16th, IU donated a total of 500 million won to various foundations, including Korea Pediatric Cancer Foundation, Korean Unwed Mothers Family Association, Comprehensive Support Center for the Elderly Living Alone, the Permi Foundation, and Child Welfare Association. IU's agency, EDAM Entertainment, shared, IU wanted to do something warm in the name of Yuana on her last birthday in her 20s to repay the great love she has received consistently throughout her career. Her donation will be used for surgery and treatment for children and adolescents with rare diseases. It will also be used to support single-parent families, older adults living alone, and children who have to be financially independent after leaving institutional care. IU is currently filming the movie Broker that will tell a story revolving around baby boxes, which are set up for people who are no longer able to provide for their babies to anonymously give them up.
Yeah, that reminds me of this video I saw on Facebook. I think they took inspiration from it. I think it was from China, I want to say. I'm not too sure, but I do remember seeing it where this old man would just take babies in kind of like this, like from the boxes or whatever, or like from orphanage or something, and he would just take care of them.
I think so. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I think I saw that on Facebook too.
Yeah, I think that's what that movie is kind of about too. Probably something similar to that as well.
That's so cool. I have to check it out.
Number 5.
Oh,
Yeah, this song you don't really hear. I'm not sure if you heard, but I heard Slap Bait. I'm not sure if you know what that is, but it's like in the first like maybe 10 seconds or so, and like you can really hear the bass beat that like boom, 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 boom. But I really like that because you don't really get to hear that too often, especially in K-pop. And,
yes.
And it's also super catchy. I really like it when they go crazy, crazy, or like that dun dun dance. Like it's really catchy.
Me too.
A very cutesy vibe to it, even though they have like that rap that kind of like offsets a little bit. But I feel like it's just like how every K-pop group or song is basically is it. Like, not like twice. Like they have like that cutesy vibe, and then they break it down with the rap, and then it goes right back to cutesy again.
Yes, I agree with you. It is very catchy, and I really enjoyed like all the different vibrant colors in the music video, and their vocals. Again, their vocals go so well together, and it just gives me lots of summer vibes. So I'm definitely gonna be listening to this a lot this summer. I don't know about you though, but
for me,
yeah.
Number 4.
Teaching my love.
Number 3, Rollin' by Brave Girls. Mark your calendars. Brave Girls is finally making their long-awaited comeback. On June 7th, Brave Girls released the schedule for their highly anticipated comeback later this month. Brave Girls will be returning on June 17th at 6 p.m. Korean Standard Time with their fifth mini-album, Summer Queen, marking their first comeback since skyrocketing to superstardom due to the breakout success of their 2017 song, Rollin'.
Number 3.
Brave Girls, you ready?
20th, the solo artist released her new album, Happen, along with the music video for the title track. Also titled Happen, Hyes co-composed the title track and wrote the lyrics. The song is about whether the valuable moments and people in one's life are due to chance or fate. Check out the music video starring Song Joong-ki. And on May 22nd, KBS's Immortal Songs celebrated the current season's 10th anniversary with a Psy special. Performing this week were Kim Field and ATs, along with P Nation's artists Swings, Hyze, and Jesse. P Nation is the label that Psy founded and also houses artists like Hyuna, Dawn, Crush, D-Arc, and Penomeko. Hyze and Giddy Boy were the last to perform with What Would Have Been, a duet that Psy had sang with Lena Park.
Number 2.
처음이라기엔 너무 길을 잃니다 아우는 듯이
그곳을 헤매지 않았더라면 그 난리가 마음 아픈 이별을 안 했었더라면 이 뒤를 따라 걷던 곳 너가 떨어뜨렸던 곳 위태롭던 시간 속 서로를 기다려왔어 운명이라고 하기엔 이룰 수 있다 생각해 우연이라고 하기엔 설명이 필요한 것 같아 어쩌면 또 스칠 수 있을지 몰라도 지금이 아니면 안 될 것 같던 그대로 처음이라기엔 너무 길을 이미 다 아는 듯이 우연이라기엔 모두 다 정해진 듯이 보통의 사람도 고통의 이별도 You can make it happen You can make it happen 지운 채로 하나였던 우린 둘이 되고 운명이란 작은 점 안에서 서로를 찾으며 살았는지
Extra number one, Goodbye by Jung Jae-wook. I chose this song because it's actually a pretty sad week this week. I heard the song on Running Man. I'm not sure if you've seen Running Man or if you guys heard of Running Man, but it's been on for about 11 years now. And one of the oldest members that was there, Lee Kwang-soo, he left the show after 11 years. Like, I used to watch Running Man way back then. I think I stopped watching it for the past 2-3 years, but he definitely made the show a lot better. Like, he's really funny. And just seeing him leave was really sad, because he's like the second, I guess maybe the third person to go, but second for me, because the first one was Gary. And Gary left a while back, but Lee Kwang-soo, he had like that, like that different personality. I don't really see too much in TV shows. He's not scared to not be bad. Like, he could be bad, but bad in a good way, like, you know, for TV purposes. But yeah, very sad week for Running Man fans around the world. They chose this song, and now I listened to it. I heard it as they played it. I'm like, man, this is really sad. I think this is a nice little tribute to him leaving the show. It's a really sad song.
Yeah. 꼭 아니라도 지킨다면 그게 사랑일 테죠. 그게 나의 몫이죠.
엑스트라 넘버 2, Bad Boy by Red Velvet. I chose this song because the beginning caught my attention. I really liked the beginning beat and I really loved their visuals and their vocals. It just all really caught my attention and I listened to this probably 5 times a day. Even though it came out 3 or 4 years ago, I love this song and it's definitely going to be one of my favorite songs. For a while, I just never get sick of it, and I love Red Velvet, and they're like one of my bias groups. I think you guys should listen to it and let me know what you think. I just love their vocals. It's like, and it's just so ethereal, and like their songs, it gives me like happiness. I don't know. And I love listening to it, especially when I'm in the car and I'm just carpooling with my sister, and yeah, just like to listen to it. So, yeah.
I'll see you as time down. Even though I'm 신경 쓴듯 안 쓴듯. 너도 느껴봐.
Into the number one song for this episode, there are some ending announcements. If you want to listen to our past episodes or special episodes that we have, they can be found on our website at ktop10.org. There's also some special things that we've done. One of them is we did a switcheroo with our sister podcast, JTop10. So if you want to check that out, I think the episode should be out by now. We switched some hosts around, and some of the J-Top people came and did an episode for K-Top. Some of the K-Top people went and did some J-Top. So go ahead and check it out. Make sure you don't miss out on when we upload our episodes. You can follow us on our social media accounts through Facebook and Twitter. Our handle name is K-Top10Pod. If you want to send in a special song request, you can do that as well. You can do that by emailing it to us, which can be found on our website at ktop10.org. Now to the number one song, Butter by BTS. BTS RM has shared an emotional new solo song. As part of the ongoing 2021 BTS Festa, the group's yearly celebration of the anniversary of their debut, RM has released a brand new title track entitled Bicycle, which he personally composed and arranged together with John Eun. Explaining what had inspired the song, which marks his first solo release since Mono, in 2018, RM wrote, "I'd always wanted to write a song about bicycles. My heart always flutters when I ride a bicycle. I also always feel a bit sad. Maybe it's because there are so many things I miss. I too don't quite know the reason.
Perhaps it's because I don't have a driver's license yet, so I've never driven a car before. Riding a bicycle is the rare time when I feel most physically free. I wanted to transfer that hazy scenery, which always remained out of reach as I rode my bicycle ever since my trainee days, to a song. Those sad but exciting, slightly cold but also warm feelings. I hope that this song will remain on all your playlists for a long time and become your bicycle song. If you think of it and listen to it as a small gift, I would be so happy that I could ask for nothing more.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover. Gone pop like trouble, breaking into your heart like that.
Cool shade stunner, yeah, owe it all to my mother. Hot like summer, yeah, I'm making you sweat like that.
Break it down.
Ooh, when I look in the mirror, I don't know what you're hiding to do. I got the superstar glow, so ooh,
to the boogie.
A side step right, left to my beat.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.